the much more grace of God. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It trains us to renounce ungodly living and worldly passions so that we might live sensible, honest, and godly lives in the present age, as we wait for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour, Jesus the Messiah. Titus 2:11. The Bible is packed with sparkling gems of truth and wise words to guide our lives. A few divinely inspired instructions can summarise the meaning of life and how to live. But truths that can change our outlook and attitude are often ignored or neglected. But Titus packs practical truth into all his words, which we would do well to consider. Titus tells us how to deny all ungodly desires, lustful living, and worldly passions. He encourages righteous conduct, godly attitudes, and sensible, honest behaviour. He also reminds us of our future blessed hope and the expected return of our Lord. And it is all connected with the grace of our wonderful, loving, gracious God. Oh, Titus is a pastor that cares for his flock and does not sugarcoat the gospel. Titus is a teacher that seeks to train us up in every eventuality of practical Christianity. Titus is a man that understands that the grace of God touches every aspect of our lives. For it is the grace of God that offers us the gift of salvation we so richly enjoy. It is God's grace that warns of the dangers of unrighteous living and worldly lusts. It is the grace of God that trains us into righteous living and worthy godly conduct. It is His grace that bestowed upon us our blessed hope and the riches of His glory. As we wait for the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Too often we box God's grace into saving grace and limit the expanse of its worth. It is grace that saves, sustains and sanctifies, and it preserves, protects and perfects us. It is His grace that effects our growth in grace and teaches us to live godly in Christ. It is grace that provides for all our needs, and grace that may withhold our dear desires. It is grace that imparts understanding, and grace that equips us with discernment. It is grace that instructs and guides us, and grace that teaches and trains. It is grace that corrects and reproves us, and it's grace that chastens and chastises us. It is grace that accepted us in the Beloved and crowned us with the riches of His grace, and it's grace that has seated us together with Christ in heavenly places in Him. It is grace that called us to be His children and gave us an inheritance as sons. It is grace that made us heavenly ambassadors. It is grace that will make us examples of grace in the ages that are to come. It is grace that ordained us to every good work, and grace that equips us to do it. Oh, the Bible is packed with sparkling gems of truth and wise words to guide our lives. And one fundamental truth is that grace is the precursor of all that God is doing. Grace is rooted and established in the triunity of the eternal Father, Son, and Spirit. Grace is the sum and summation of the infinite attributes of the threefold Godhead. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It trains us to renounce ungodly living and worldly passions so that we might live sensible, honest, and godly lives in the present age. As we wait for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour, Jesus the Messiah.